stone fence. Stone wall. Now they call it stone wall. They didn't say fence, they say it's a stone wall.
Okay. All right, a couple, about 5 minutes, we'll stop. Be 2:30. Talking about different utensils and material, what would you say that your mother's best dishes would be made out of?
I don't know what they make dishes out of. Would it be like clay?
Okay, let's say if she was having maybe the preacher or somebody like that.
You mean a fine china?
Yeah.
But like, I don't know what it's made out of.
Well, china was what I was after.
Okay, man.
Have you ever seen an egg made out of that stuff? Maybe it was just for decoration?
Mm-hmm. Mom used to always say, don't touch it. decoration. I don't know what I would call it.
Okay, what I'm after is just the pronunciation of it. Let me put it this way. If you had an egg made out of plastic, you'd call it a plastic egg.
You're talking about a China egg?
There you go. Okay. Now what about if you were going out to the well on a farm to get some water, what would you carry the water in?
A bucket.
All right, what about if you're going to milk the cow?
That'd be a pail.
What's the difference?
pail sound clean.
Is there any difference between what a pail and a bucket made out of?
Nah. Like, you see that? That's a plastic bucket up there. Mm-hmm. But like, depending on who you are, where you're from, they would call it a pail. See, like, usually we say bucket. Mm-hmm. Like, but when they say milk the cow, I just think a pail. Mm-hmm. Milk the cow. I would think a pail would really be a slick, smooth metal, you know, about so high, and you go milk your cow with it. That's what I think a pail would be. But as for a bucket, I think a bucket just be kind of like this corrugated tin.
Yeah.
You know, just bucket. That's how I look at that.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a name for a bucket that a woman, if she's on a farm, would keep around and throw scraps in for the hogs?
No, foot tub.
What?
Foot tub.
Is that what it be used for?
They call them foot tubs. A lot of things, foot tubs. Talking about these big tin slop bucket.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Slop bucket.
You can use a foot tub for that.
Yeah, you use a foot tub for a slop bucket to be slop bucket. A foot tub is like...
You would put your feet in it anyway.
Nah, I wouldn't. A foot tub. You ever seen a foot tub?
No.
You serious?
Serious.
Good, agree.
See what?
A foot tub. All right. A foot tub would be like this. Now, it would be like I described. It would be, it'd have these little sealed together. It'd be like one piece of metal. We would seal together on the side, you know, like on a pop can. And then the bottom, you know how a paper cup is made? How it kind of comes out at the bottom up under there, you know, sink it? Well, a foot tub is made like that, and it has a little handle. And you can get them in all kind of sizes. You got a number 5 foot tub. See, but they have different numbers for them, and like, some of them are oval shaped, and they'll be about this big. Mm-hmm. You take a bath and have some of them little bits about like this big, that big, and go up to the big oval. Mm-hmm. And all the foot tubs.
And you want to use?
Mm-hmm. Take on the foot tub.
Alright. What about if you wanted to fry some eggs or a piece of ham, you'd use a what?
Skin.
Okay.
Frying pan.
Same thing?
Yeah, just about. Like, but I always think the skillet is like one of them black pans. And a frying pan, you know, some look like a snowball. Like the skillet looked like you made it yourself because it was black. And frying pan, I think it's something more like store-bought stuff. It looks like brand new stuff.
Okay.